You are about to listen to the first few minutes of this month's Prophet University audio series. Each month features a different national speaker on a different business topic. Each presentation can be listened to online or downloaded to your smartphone or computer with the click of a button. Monthly subscribers also have full access to hundreds of past presentations divided into 18 different business topics. Now, let's listen to a few minutes of this month's presentation.
Hello, my name is Brian Collar. I'm a CPA with the Brems Group. We are a local CPA firm with offices in Cedar Rapids, Iowa and Coralville, Iowa. I'm in our Cedar Rapids office and happy today to be speaking with you about taxes for small businesses. As I mentioned, we'll be talking about taxes today. Two of the biggest things that you can do is planning, preparing. And while we're planning and preparing for them, we are many times trying to minimize or defer the taxes. Many times folks would like to eliminate the taxes completely, which sometimes you can do, sometimes you can't. The majority of the time what we're doing is trying to utilize the tax law to make the tax impact as small as possible, but also the more common thing that happens during planning is deferring taxes, pushing the taxes down the road as far as we can so we can utilize the cash currently to recapitalize the business, to reinvest in the business, and to grow the business, and to use that money down the road to pay the taxes. So today, what we're going to be talking about specifically is entity structure, how the entity itself impacts how you're taxed and how that flows through. Accounting methods, different accounting methods that can be utilized to maximize your benefit of taxes. Annual planning strategies, and then also the last thing we'll talk about is exit strategies. What that means is once you've done all you're going to do in the company and you're looking to move out and what's the best strategy in order to do that and exit the company and get the value from it that you've created. So entity structure. Most common types we see are S corporations, LLCs, and C corporations. An LLC can actually be taxed in different methods. An LLC can be taxed as an S corporation, can be taxed as a C corporation, and can also be taxed as a partnership. How the entity is set up initially does depend on how it's taxed, but then there's also elections that can be made throughout the life of your business if you do want to change how you are taxed. S corporations and LLCs that are taxed as S corporations or partnerships, those entities are what called flow-through entities. And the income from the business itself passes through to the individual, and the income from the business is taxed on the individual's personal income tax return. So the company itself typically does not pay corporate tax. However, there are instances where the company might have to pay corporate tax. I'm not going to get into that level of detail today, but just know that it's most of the time in the tax law, it's the majority of the time, but there's always exceptions in the tax law. So the S corporation and the LLC taxes an S corporation or a partnership. And I should also mention an LLC can also be what's called a disregarded entity. And what that means is if there is only one owner of the LLC, it's considered what's called a single member LLC, and that entity itself does not have to file a separate tax return. So it can just be reported directly, the income and expenses are reported directly on the owner's tax return on what's called a Schedule C. So a sole proprietorship is considered the tax the same way as a single member LLC. Advantages of that obviously are avoiding the extra cost of preparing a separate tax return. But then there also are downsides, which I'll talk about a little bit later here. But so the S-corps and the partnerships and LLCs, the pass-through entities, again, you calculate the income at the corporate or the business level, the entity level, and then that flows through to the individual and gets combined with all the income on the individual, the personal tax return, whether it be wages, interest and dividends, other investments you have, other pass-through entities, other rental entities, all of that income comes together, capital gains, and gets pulled through to the personal tax return and taxed all at once. So a lot of times people try to understand, well, what is the impact of having the company income flow through to me on my personal tax return? And it's, of course, easier said than done, because the income does come through and it will increase, obviously, your income thresholds, which will sometimes phase you out of certain credits, phase you out of certain deductions. But the overall impact of being able to pass through that income, the nice part about that is you can then take distributions of that income, and that part's not taxable. So the income itself is taxable, but most of the time, as long as you have what's called basis in the entity, you can take distributions from the company in order to pay those taxes. And also, if additional cash flow is available, you can take distributions, and those are not taxable to you. Alternatively, in a C corporation, that is where the entity itself is taxed. So the tax is paid at the corporate level. Currently right now, the income tax rate is 21% in a C corporation. The highest rate for an individual currently is 37%. However, so you might say, well, why would anybody want to be an S corporation or pass-through entity and have your income tax at that higher rate?
Well, that's a sampling of this month's Profit University audio series. If you're not already a subscriber, you have three choices. You can purchase this program by clicking on the green Buy button. If you're already a subscriber, simply log in to get the full program. Or if you'd like to become a subscriber, click on the Subscribe Now button. This will allow you to subscribe for only $24.95 per month and get not only this program, but also several hundred programs on topics that you can apply to your business starting today. You'll also receive a physical copy of the current month's program mailed to your office, and you can cancel at any time. As always, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.